You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Good evening and welcome into the Hound Pad as we're getting set for some Nottoway County High School basketball this evening as Maryville gets set to host the Platte Valley basketball teams in a doubleheader. The girls game coming up at 6 o'clock followed by the boys game at 7:45 this evening. This should be a couple good matchups between a couple teams just separated by about 10 miles. In the girls game, we have the 2-2 Maryville Spoofhounds coming off a win in Bethany earlier this week. That was a 53-42 victory over South Harrison, to where things really got rolling for this Maryville squad. Riley Viertaler went for 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists as she played the entire game there in Bethany. Aniston Petlin, 19 points. She was 3 of 6 from 3-point range, also a couple of assists, and really saw things start to click for this basketball team. So we'll see how that carries over against a very good Platte Valley girls basketball team, the top-ranked team in Class 1 as we enter the evening here as they're getting set to take on Maryville. For Platte Valley, 5-0 on this season. Haven't played a conference game just yet, but they have battled some good foes. They started off in Mid-Buchanan taking on the Dragons there, a 54-23 victory to get things rolling. They rolled through the Albany tournament. They knocked off South Harrison in the championship game of that Albany tournament by a score of 65-28. Then they came back around and took down South Harrison in regular season action, 35-32. So a tighter matchup with the Bulldogs the second time around, but still a win for Platte Valley as they move to 5-0, and they continue to churn out victories for a team that, as we look at it, 29-1 a season ago, they were Class 1 state champions, and they are on a roll as they come into this one. They have won 13 straight games dating back to that state championship season 1 year ago. So should be a good matchup overall. Of course, that's a Platte Valley team that is led by Maggie Collins and Briley Engel. Collins, she is a two-time All-State member already, and she is just a junior on this squad, averaging 19 points and 11 rebounds per contest. Briley Engel, she is averaging 10 points and 3 assists per game, shooting 51% from the field. This is a team that is very good top to bottom. Aubrey Mattson putting up 9 points, 4 rebounds per game, shooting 62% from the field, and they've got some depth within this Platte Valley squad as well. So should have a good matchup here at the Hound Pen as we're getting set for Maryville to take on Platte Valley. Once again, the girls game getting set to get underway here at 6 o'clock. We'll see the boys game come back around 7:30, 7:45 after we wrap up today's girls basketball game. That should be a fun one as well. A season ago, these two teams meet. It was a 44-28 win for Platte Valley over the Spoofhounds. Platte Valley's won the last two matchups over Maryville. The last Spoofhound victory came back on December 13th, 2019. That was a 43-23 Maryville victory. So the Spoofhounds come in hoping to get a little redemption, maybe a little revenge after a couple losses back-to-back to Platte Valley. Again, a great team that's won back-to-back state championships. Support for today's Maryville Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell. Northwest Cell, located right here in Maryville. Northwest Cell offers a wide range of iPhones, iPads, other devices, also unlimited plans. So for more details on plans and devices from Northwest Cell, check out their website, nwmcell.com. It's Maryville and Platte Valley getting set to meet at the Hound Pound this evening. We will take a timeout and come back with your starting lineups. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app and also online at kxcv.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on KXCV KRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we're on the road with the Spoof Hounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
We are back at the Hound Pound as Maryville getting set to take on Platte Valley this evening. Once again, back in our studios, Lawrence Link. I'm Matt Trent. Thank you for joining us for this high school basketball broadcast. Should be a good one today. Maryville 2-2 on the season. Platte Valley comes in at 5-0. Platte Valley's also won the last two meetings with the Spoof Hounds. In both of those seasons, they went on to win state championships. So that's a good omen for Platte Valley if they come away with the win over the home team this evening, the Maryville Spoof Hounds. But the Hounds have played better. They're really trying to get their feet under them. They lost to Chillicothe, a very good team in the opener. They came back around and beat Savannah 51-30. They lost in OT against Smithville in the final game of the Savannah Invitational 52-45, and then bounced back with the win over South Harrison 53-42 earlier this week. So it's a Spoof Hound team heading in the right direction. Let's bring you the starting lineups for this evening's basketball games for Maryville. Ryson Steens, a 5'7" sophomore forward, averaging 3 points and nearly 2 rebounds per contest. She had 6 against South Harrison earlier in the week. She was 3 of 3 from the field, couple rebounds, couple of assists in that one as well. Anderson Petlin is a 5'3" senior guard, averaging 14.5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists per game for the Hounds. She's put up 19 earlier this week against South Harrison. Jaylee Price, a 5'3 sophomore guard, averaging 8 points, 2 rebounds per game as well. She was a little bit quieter against South Harrison, 2 of 7 from the field, but again, a player that's doing plenty for this team right now, kind of filling in as she goes. She's just a sophomore guard, but got a lot of experience one season ago. Riley Viertaler is a 5'10" senior forward. She's averaging 15 points, 9 rebounds per game, and did a little bit of everything earlier this week with 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, playing all 32 minutes against South Harrison. And Riley Hornbuckle is a 5'8" sophomore power forward, averaging 2 points, 2 rebounds per game. She is shooting 50% from the field and just a tough power forward out there for Maryville. For Platte Valley, starters include Malia Bliley. She's averaging 5.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Sarah Langford, averaging 2 points, 2 rebounds per contest. Briley Engel, a junior on this team, putting up 10 points per game. Maggie Collins, a junior, averaging 19 points, 11 rebounds. And Aubrey Mattson, putting up 9 points, 4 rebounds per contest. About set for game time, the national anthem on the way. We'll take a break and be back with your opening tip as you're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They're located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Consumers Oil Company, Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, staffed with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, you can visit fmnottoway.com. and Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, visit lacledechain.com. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business. This broadcast is also underwritten by the Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can call 660-562-2525 or visit mymlc.com/Maryville.
From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we're on the road with the Spoof Hounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
We are just about set for basketball here from the Hound Pound. Maryville taking on Platte Valley this evening as both sides stepping in and singing the national anthem. A couple issues there of getting that played here at Maryville, but a nice job by PA announcer Sam Mason, as well as the crowds for both Platte Valley and Maryville stepping up, singing the national anthem, a great rendition, and we're about set for basketball. Once again, the starting lineups for tonight's game for Maryville: Ryson Steens, Aniston Petlin, Jaylee Price, Riley Viertaler, and Riley Hornbuckle. For Platte Valley, Malia Bliley, Sarah Langford, Briley Engel, Maggie Collins, and Aubrey Mattson. As Maryville getting set to come out in their home white jerseys, white shorts, Spoof Hounds across the chest in yellow, outlined in green, same for the numbers. Uniforms also trimmed in green for Platte Valley. Road gray jerseys, gray shorts. Platte Valley across the chest in blue, outlined in red, same for the numbers. And we are just about set to go as a decent crowd here inside the Hound Pound. Folks still filing in. Of course, a Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball doubleheader just wrapping up. We'll have folks coming back over from that ball game as things go throughout the evening. The Northwest women fell 77-51. The Northwest men an 84-74 victory there. Both teams playing Nebraska Kearney this evening, so they'll be back in action tomorrow too as they get set to play the Fort Hays State Tigers. So with graduation at Northwest, things shuffled up just a bit. The Bearcats taking on the Tigers on a Sunday. As we are about set for the opening tip, both teams coming out onto the floor. It will be Maggie Collins, the jump center for Platte Valley, and for Maryville, it will be Riley Viertaler. As we're about set to go, the Spoof Hounds will be going right to left in this opening quarter. The 5-0 Platte Valley girls basketball team taking on the 2-2 Maryville Spoof Hounds here at the Hound Pound. And we're about set to go. Ball is in the air, and the opening tip. Viertaler got a piece, the ball loose, picked up now by Petlin. She comes across midcourt. And we are underway from Maryville High School as we're getting set for a Nottoway County rivalry, Maryville and Platte Valley. It is Price dribbling to the right wing. She is guarded out there by Malia Bliley. A little bit of room, looking for some help. Now throws it up top and gets it to Steens. Steens back to Price. Price underneath Viertaler posting up with Collins. Ball poked loose. It goes out of bounds. That'll be a fun matchup to watch as we go throughout, too, because Viertaler already signed her letter of intent. She'll be playing in Warrensburg next season with the University of Central Missouri. Meanwhile, Collins, a junior, she is a two-time All-State player in Class 1. As the inbound comes into Viertaler, hands off to Petlin. Thought about taking a quick three, took off on the dribble, but first she walked with it. That'll be a turnover on the Spoof Hounds. So Platte Valley basketball, as the ball now goes right wing to Bliley, back up top. They work it around to the left side. It goes to Langford. And back around right side, it goes Engel. Engel into Collins, working on the baseline. Double team comes over, Hornbuckle and Viertaler. Back up top, now they swing it around left side. It goes to Bliley. Bliley inside the pass, looking for Mattson, poked free, and Viertaler picks it up. So both teams starting this basketball game off with a turnover on their opening possession. Still scoreless, 1 minute in. High-level high school girls basketball here in Maryville this evening as Viertaler works around Petlin now. Left wing thought about a three. Now they go back right side and get it to Viertaler on the wing. Guarded by Collins. Trying to get to the baseline. Gets a step. Fires it into the corner to Price. Back up to Petlin. She'll take a contested three. Good. And it's the Petlin starts things off with a triple. And Maryville is in front 3-0. Two possessions into the ballgame. Left wing it goes now into the hands of Engel. Trying to get to the baseline. Gets past Petlin. Hornbuckle comes over to help out. Now back up to Collins. Collins to the free throw line. Cut off there by Viertaler. And back out to Engel. Off a screen from Collins. Works her way down to the corner. Now comes back up. Two-man game there between Collins and Engel. They work it around to the right side to Langford. Underneath the Mattson. And back high post it goes to Collins. Collins back up top to Bliley on the left side. Now her pass is picked off, intended for Engel. Petland steps in front. Another turnover that time on Platte Valley. Petland will step up. Three-pointer. It's Mattson trailing. Blocks the shot and is controlled now by Bliley. Mattson hustling back. Got a hand on that three-pointer. And so it's still 3-0 in favor of Maryville. Spoofhounds doing their best to take away the All-State players of Maggie Collins and Bryley Engel thus far as the ball goes into the corner for Bliley. Back across to the right side to Engel. Engel looks inside to Collins. She'll work it left instead. It gets into the hands of Bliley. Bounce pass underneath Mattson. Mattson finds a player all by herself. That is Sarah Langford. And an easy bucket that time for Langford. First points of the day for Platte Valley. 3-2 is the Maryville lead. We're about 2.5 minutes into this one here from Maryville High School. Ball on the left wing. Vierteller guarded by Collins. Gets down toward the left block. Spins into the paint. Double team comes over. Price now into the corner. Petland thought about putting up a quick three. She'll dribble up to the wing instead. Nice crossover move to get some space against Langford. Nothing doing. She'll fire it left side now to Vierteller. Jump stop into the lane. Goes up left hand off the glass. It won't go. And Langford comes down with the rebound for Platte Valley. Langford controlling it now. She got a bucket last possession for PV. Into the paint. And Mattson that time able to get the bucket. Split a couple players for Maryville, and that gives Platte Valley their first lead of the evening at 4-3. As Hornbuckle between the circles, left wing now, it goes to Price. And they'll work it back right side into the hands of Vierteller on the wing. Dribbling with her left hand toward the top of the key, picks it up. Hornbuckle, now left wing, it goes to Petland, thought about a three, gets to the baseline, jumps up into the paint, right hand layup, no good. She has called for the travel. The jump stop was okay, but it took one too many steps beyond that. And that will be a turnover on the Spoofhounds. As some substitutions coming in now for Platte Valley. Christina Turpin and Kaylee Hauber back into the game, as well as Callie Redden. Bliley brings the ball up the floor. They get it into the corner for Hauber, going baseline, working on Price. Bounce pass across the lane. It goes into the hands of Turpin. Jump shot no good. Price pulls down the rebound. Price rushing up the right sideline, gets to the wing, slows things up. Top of the key, Vierteller working on Collins. Jump stop into the paint. And a blocking foul coming up on Collins as Vierteller trying to get herself into the lane, then a kick out for a three-point attempt. So the ball will stay here with Maryville as we see the first sub for the Spoofhounds come in. That is Addison Weldon. Hornbuckle goes to the sideline. Petland inbounding, fires this one in from the baseline. It is high for Vierteller, tipped away by Collins. It is picked up by Redden. Redden quickly ahead to Collins, had to save it in bounds. The pass went too long. Collins saved it right to Petland, and going back the other way, it is Maryville. Had a 4-on-5 there briefly. Price right back to Petland. She wants the three-pointer off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down for Platte Valley. 4-3 our score, 3:35 to play in the first quarter. Redden with it, has it right wing. Now up top it goes, Hauber. Into the corner, looking for Bliley. The now pass to Collins, tipped away and picked up by Vierteller. That's another turnover on Platte Valley. Price starts to drive, gets it to Weldon. Now out to Vierteller. She'll take that three-pointer, and she hits. Vierteller connects her first points of the day. And Maryville back in front, 6-4. We've got a timeout on the floor, 3:08 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Back at the Hound Pound, Maryville in front 6-4. Riley Vierteller knocked down a three-pointer last possession for the Spoofhounds. And it is Platte Valley set to inbound off the far sideline. It comes in to Engel. Engel has it out between the circles. Now they get it off to Langford. A couple dribbles. They fire it into the corner now. Redden works it back around. They go high post. Engel gets into the paint. Well, and a nice job. Nearly tied that one up. They work the ball back out and get it to Langford. Langford into Turpin. Right back to Langford. And again, Maryville, nice job defensively, taking away any openings. Platte Valley, though, being very patient this possession. Pass inside from Langford, looking to get the ball into the hands of Engel. Tipped, and we've got a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow staying right here with Platte Valley. A very active Maryville defense on the floor right now for the Hounds. Petlin, Viertaler, Weldon, Price, and Alyssa Cunningham. Cunningham checked in last dead ball, getting her first action. As it is Langford set to trigger this one in for the baseline. Quick bounce pass comes into Christina Turpin, and she is able to get the quick lay-in. Nice find and a nice cut by Turpin. She's able to connect. We are tied at six apiece. Viertaler has it now. They work it around left wing for Price. Price, guarded by Engel, gets down to the baseline, picks it up. Back up top, Weldon to Cunningham. Now looking for Viertaler. She went to set a screen for Petlin. The ball thrown out of bounds. Miscommunication. Third turnover of the quarter on Maryville, and we are still knotted at six apiece as Platte Valley gets it back. And after a brief break, Maggie Collins back into the game. Aubrey Mattson also checking in, and Malia Bliley. So the starters back on the floor now for Platte Valley, along with those three, Sarah Langford and Briley Engel. As Langford brings the ball up the center of the floor, trying to throw this one on the right side, looking for Bliley, tipped out of bounds by Price. Price was a half second quicker on that one. Could have had a breakaway the other way, but good instincts jumping in the passing lane. 2:08 to play in the first quarter, tied up at six apiece. Inbound comes in between the circles to Engel. She'll hand it off now Langford, trying to get her back door. That one was taken away that time by Weldon. Engel now with it, dribbles up to the wing. They work it around to the far left side to Bliley. Inside Mattson, the ball stripped away by Petlin. Good hands that time by the senior. She works it ahead to Price, spots up three-pointer in transition from the right wing is good. Price knocks down her first triple, and it's a 9-6 Maryville lead. On the wing, it is Engel. Up top now, Collins, guarded by Viertaler. Bounce pass goes left wing for Langford. Up top now on the drive, it is Engel. The ball stripped out of her hands. And see if this is a shooting foul on the way for Engel. They're going to say it's on the floor. They'll call this one on Price. 9-6 Maryville lead, 1:29 to play in the first quarter. Collins inbounding on the baseline. Viertaler guarding the basketball. She floats it into Mattson. Now gets it to Langford. Langford right back to Collins. Gives a head fake at the elbow. Starts to drive. Cut off by Weldon. Nice help defense. Check that. It was Cunningham on the help with Viertaler. Now in the corner it goes for Engel. Going baseline again. Cut off by Cunningham on the help. Now they get the ball looking for Langford. It is Petlin jumping in the passing lane, and she takes it away. That's the sixth turnover of the quarter by Platte Valley. A 9-6 lead now for Maryville, trying to add to it. Right wing, Viertaler inside to Weldon. Takes a couple dribbles, gets in the paint, and the ball is out of bounds off of Platte Valley, trying to rope a pass into the far corner. It was tipped by a Platte Valley defender with a foot on the baseline. So it will stay with Maryville. 55.9 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Inbound comes into Viertaler in the right wing. Now up to Petlin. Thought about a quick catch and shoot three. Langford closed quickly. Now to Price in the corner. Back up top, Cunningham working the ball around right to left. They get it to Viertaler. Guarded by Collins. Off a screen from Weldon. Now right side to Price. Price two dribbles. Gives it off to Weldon. Out to Petlin. Thought about a deep three. She'll drive. The jump stop gets into the paint. Misses the shot. Tipped it out herself. It was kept alive, but eventually picked up by Platte Valley, and here comes Malia Bliley. Platte Valley trailing by three right now. And now skip pass intended for Langford. That one gets away from her, and that will be a turnover on PV. 9-6, Maryville in front, 23.5 seconds remaining. Maryville 3 of 6 shooting in this opening quarter. They have knocked down 3 three-pointers, Viertaler, Petlin, and Price. As Petlin has it out near midcourt, dribbling to the left, gets to the wing. Now gives it off to Viertaler, trying to back her way in, gets to the elbow, spins. trying to get the ball around Collins that time, taken away by Engel. The transition ahead to Collins, throws it up at the buzzer. The first quarter ends, and Maryville up 9-6. 9-6 our score. A good battle between Maryville and Platte Valley. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
And we are set for the second quarter. A 9-6 Maryville lead. Spoofhound basketball here on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org, as the Hounds will be going from right to left. 3 points apiece, Viertaler, Petlin, and Price for Maryville. And for Platte Valley, it is Langford, Turpin, and Mattson, each with 2 points apiece. As a slight delay, I think Mattson was going to be on the floor. Then she's bleeding. They're going to take her off and get her taped up and get that stopped. So it is Maryville basketball. We are underway here in this second quarter, 9-6 Spoofhound lead. Viertaler has it right wing, finds a cutting Petlin, gets it down on the baseline, takes a couple dribbles. And they're going to say she walked with it before she could go up with a reverse layup. That is turnover number 5 on the Spoofhounds. 7 so far on Platte Valley. Just underway here in this second quarter. A 3-point Hound lead. Last two matchups the last two seasons, won by Platte Valley as they went on to win a state championship each of those seasons. Left wing with it, it is Langford. Bounce pass, top of the key, goes to Collins. Now inside, Engel takes one dribble, goes up over Petlin, hits the back of the rim, no good. Collins nearly pulled in that rebound, couldn't control it, but it is still stays with Platte Valley. Now inside to Engel, gets the pass, one dribble, off the glass, it's good. They stuck with it, they got the offensive rebound, and Engel gets her first bucket of the night. It's 9-8 in favor of Maryville. As Hornbuckle back on the floor for Maryville, one of the 5 starters, gets it, gives it off to Viertaler. Now rolling to the bucket, it is Hornbuckle, takes the pass from Viertaler and lays it in. A good look inside by the senior as Viertaler found Hornbuckle and she gets the bucket. Quickly the other way, Platte Valley jumper on the baseline. It is Kaylee Hobber, she misses that one, and Maryville gets the rebound going the other way. As the ball tipped loose from Viertaler, hits the baseline, it goes out of bounds off of Maryville, and Platte Valley will get it back off the turnover. 11-8, the Maryville lead. Langford controlling it right now for Platte Valley. 6.5 minutes to play in the half. Just inside the top of the key, Engel with it. She'll take a jumper from there, and she knocks it down. Engel, 4 points now. That was a glorified free throw, just a little bit beyond that. Hornbuckle gave her the room and she knocked it down. Now the ball stripped away from Petlin, picked up this time by Langford. Langford coming back the other way, she gets trapped on the other end, gets the pass away to Engel, wants a 3, off the rim, no good, and Hornbuckle tracks down the rebound. Petlin comes across midcourt, picked up by Langford, dribbling with her right hand, now fires high right side to Viertaler. A 1-point Maryville lead. They work it around left corner to Petlin. Left open. She'll take one dribble inside the 3-point line and knocks down the shot. Petlin's second basket of the day. 13-10. Maryville back in front by 3. Langford picks it up, top of the key. Now inside it goes to Engel. Engel back to Collins, the free throw line. Into the corner. Langford, she'll take a baseline jumper and she knocks it down. Second basket of the night for Langford. Another mid-range jumper. It goes down for Platte Valley. A 13-12 basketball game right now. Maryville in front by 1. Looking for an answer, though, after Platte Valley scored once again. Viertaler, high left side, being guarded out there by Hauber. Into the corner, the skip pass to Petlin, and the senior knocks down the triple. 8 points for Petlin. One of the things that makes Viertaler great, too, is the court vision and the assist that she racks up every single game. 3.3 per contest, has six against South Harrison. Had another one that possession. Quickly the other way, though, Platte Valley, its angle in the paint through traffic, gets the layup. She has six. 4:43 in a play here in this first half, a 16-14 Maryville lead. The offense is starting to heat up on both sides. Skip pass goes left wing for Viertaler. Dribbling with the right hand. Skip pass back right side to Price. Gives a head fake to the free throw line. Whips it back into the corner looking for Steens. That one thrown away. It's a turnover on the Hounds. As we will see Aubrey Mattson check back into the basketball game, as well as Callie Redden and Christina Turpin for Platte Valley. Hornbuckle also checking out, and Addison Weldon coming in for Maryville. 16-14 our score, a good battle between Platte Valley and Maryville. Spoof Hounds so far 6 of 9 from the field shooting, as Engel going baseline, goes up with the layup. The ball gets stuck between the backboard and the heel of the rim, and they're going to call a jump ball as it's right there, and the ref's going to knock it out. Thought we'd get John Dykstra to jump up there and knock that one loose. John with the Maryville form. You can read his work online or get the local paper delivered every Thursday. We know John has the ups to get that ball, but he didn't want to show off. So it will be Platte Valley inbounding. It is Christina Turpin on the baseline, just right of the basket. Petlin doing a nice job guarding the ball, and Maryville not giving up much room, but they float the pass out beyond the arc to Engel. Now off to Callie Redden, guarded tightly there by Ryson Steens. Steens pokes the ball free. Redden able to track it back down out near midcourt. She picks it up against Steens all over her. Nice defense by Maryville. A pass goes off to Bliley. Bliley gets into the paint, goes up right hand around the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Redden. Redden feeds Mattson. She goes up high off the glass, and she's able to hit. 16-16, we are tied up. As Viertaler puts up a three right side, that one no good. The rebound comes down to Turpin. Turpin corrals it, and now we'll give it off to Malia Bliley. Platte Valley kept it alive with offensive rebounds last possession, able to knot this thing up. Tied at 16, Engel just inside the top of the key, guarded by Weldon. Fires on the wing, it goes to Redden. Now on the corner, it goes to Turpin. Turpin nearly tied up with Petlin, able to get the ball free, and they work it back around to the far side to Redden. Redden, top of the key to Engel. Engel looks inside, now fires on the right wing. It goes for Bliley. They work it back around left side for Turpin. Turpin underneath to Engel. Free throw line jumper on the way. Mattson, that one too strong. Rebound fought for and won by Maryville, as Weldon had the position that time on Engel, and it will go back to the Spoof Hounds. Weldon fighting hard inside, and we are still tied up 16 apiece. Steens checks out. Back in the game, it is Alyssa Cunningham for the Hounds. 3:01 left to play in the first half. Viertaler inbounds it to Price. She'll take her time bringing the ball to the floor before picked up in man-to-man defense by Kaylee Hauber. Top of the key, Petlin takes the pass. Quick three on the way, in and out. Long rebound, it goes out of bounds, and it will go off of Platte Valley. And a nice job that time, Cunningham not taking it for granted, trying to track it down. Forced Platte Valley to go after it hard, too. They couldn't handle it. It goes out. And it will go back to the Spoof Hounds. All the officials talking about it now. Head coach Todd Peterson for Platte Valley is going to say, I don't know about that. And they do reverse the call. Todd Peterson, one of the top coaches in the state of Missouri in high school basketball. And for Maryville, it is Kelly Obley in her second season. But a bright young basketball mind, does a great job with these Spoof Hounds. Pass goes on the wing intended for Langford. It is tipped that time by Weldon. Platte Valley able to recover it. On the drive, Hauber out to Langford, gives a head fake, takes off with it, and she walked. That'll be a travel on Platte Valley, and the ball will go back to the Spoof Hounds. Price with it right now for Maryville. Dribbles high right side, guarded tightly by Kaylee Hauber. Into the corner for Weldon. Weldon, one dribble with that left hand, top of the key. Petlin dribbles over toward the right wing now, guarded by Langford. They work it back left side into the corner for Price. 2:08 to play in the half. Petlin back around to Viertaler on the wing. Gives a jab step, now to Weldon. Gives a head fake on a three, pulls up, mid-range jumper, no good. And the rebound comes down to Mattson. 16-16, still our score inside 2 minutes to play in the half. Mattson gets the ball, low left, back out three on the way. That one in and out, the rebound tipped, and it will go to Mattson. Redden gets it back after she missed that shot. And Platte Valley working it back around again. Langford right back to Redden on the wing. Bounce pass up top goes to Collins. Collins looks inside to Mattson. Now they'll fire left side instead to Langford. Langford has the ball knocked away from her by Weldon out of bounds. As a couple subs coming in now for Platte Valley, that is Bliley and Engel as Mattson and Redden check out. 1:29 to play in the first half. 16-16 our score. Coach Peterson for Platte Valley wants a timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
1:29 to play in the first half. 16-16 our score. Maryville meeting up with Platte Valley. A non-conference battle, but a matchup of a pair of Nottoway County rivals. Platte Valley made up of Jefferson out of Conception Junction, as well as South Nottoway playing Class 1 basketball, taking on the Maryville Spoofhounds this evening. The inbound comes in for Platte Valley. Back into the corner, Briley Engel puts up a three, short, and the rebound comes down to Alyssa Cunningham. 16-16 still, 1:19 left to go in this one, in the first half, I should say, as Maryville had a lead, 16-14, a bucket for Platte Valley. We have been at this same score, tied up at 16 for about the last two-plus minutes of game action as Price takes a handoff from Viertaler, three-pointer right side, no good. Collins goes high for the rebound, tipped away by Viertaler, but there's Langford to pick it up and bring it up the left sideline. Picked up defensively by Rice and Steens. Now on the wing it goes for Hobber. Hobber inside to Engel and quickly taken away by Steens, and a jump ball possession arrow back to Maryville. As we saw Steens really getting around very well defensively, getting into passing lanes, creating some havoc there for the Platte Valley offense. And again, creates a takeaway that time for the Hounds. 16-16 our score. It is Price with it. Bounce pass top of the key goes to Steens. Looks underneath. Bounce pass goes on the block to Cunningham. Goes up right hand layup, no good. And the rebound comes down to Maggie Collins. Collins gets this one ahead to Langford. Langford slowing it up, 27 seconds left in the half. See if Platte Valley wants to hold for one possession. But instead, it's taken away by Viertaler, jumps in the passing lane, and she is pushing back the other way. 17 seconds left in the half. Gives it to Steens. Mid-range jumper, Ryson knocks it down. First bucket for the sophomore today. It puts Maryville in front, 18-16. 9 seconds left to play here in the first half. Langford brings it up. Gives it off to Bliley, 4 seconds. Bliley off a screen from Collins, three-pointer on the way, in and out. The rebound comes down to Petlin. And the first half comes to a close, and we have had a great battle between these two clubs so far. And this one has been back and forth. Maryville grabbed a lead. Platte Valley jumped back in front. And here we are. It is 18-16, Maryville leading Platte Valley as we reach halftime. We'll take a break and be back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We are back here at halftime as Maryville with an 18-16 lead over Platte Valley at the break. It's been a very competitive up-and-down basketball game where it was the defenses kind of took over. It looked like the offenses were really starting to get things rolling. Some shots were falling for both teams. Well, we set at 16-16 for probably close to 2.5-3 minutes there late in that second quarter before the Spoof Hounds got a bucket from Rice and Steens to put Maryville back on top by the score of 18-16. And that is where we stand as we are at halftime right now. Taking a look at some of our halftime stats, Maryville being led in scoring by Aniston Petland. She has 8 points for the Hounds. Jaylee Price has three, as well as Riley Viertaler. Into the first quarter, it was 9-6, and it was a three from Petland. Price and Viertaler, one each, and that is what gave the Spoof Hounds the lead. Along with that, also Riley Hornbuckle knocked down a bucket. She got a nice feed from Riley Viertaler, was able to finish. And then also Rice and Steens getting that jumper late in the first half, and that is the scoring on the Maryville side. For Platte Valley thus far, being led by a junior, an all-state player from a season ago, and Briley Engel. She has 6 points so far. 4 points coming from Aubrey Mattson and Sarah Langford, and also seeing Christina Turpin with 2 points off the bench for Platte Valley. Now, Maggie Collins, she's averages 19 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists per game. She's one of the best players in Class 1 basketball in the state of Missouri. She's been All-State the last two seasons. So far, she's been held scoreless. Maryville's done a nice job. Viertaler's been on her, but we've also seen Weldon jump in and help out. Hornbuckle's come in to help out. So Coach Obley did a nice job of kind of game planning for this one of, you know, how are we going to approach this? How are we going to slow down Collins, slow down Engel? And so far, Maryville is executing defensively in this one to slow down Collins. But you know Coach Peterson is in at halftime right now, finding ways to draw up things for Engel, to make, for Engel, for Collins, for all these playmakers to make sure that they can get some looks and fight their way back, as only trailing by two despite Collins not scoring in that first half. So 18-16 is our score here at the break as the boys teams taking some shots, getting themselves warmed up a bit before their matchup, which is coming up next. The Maryville boys taking on the Platte Valley boys. That is after our contest here between the girls' teams. But right now, we will take another break and be back with more from the Hound Pound here on the Bearcat Public Media app and kxcv.org.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds.
Support for the Spoof Hounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville,
Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We're back at the Hound Pound as both teams back out from the locker rooms getting set for this second half of action. Maryville taking on Platte Valley, a girls and boys doubleheader here at Maryville High School this evening. I'm Matt Tritton. Lawrence Link back in the studios for us this evening, helping getting things up and running for us. Appreciate you tuning in and joining us for some Maryville High School basketball. And thus far, Coach Obley has to be really pleased with what she has seen from her team. An 18-16 lead over the number one team in Class 1 basketball thus far. Defensively, it has been exactly what the Spoofhounds want, as they have really put together a nice game plan to slow down some really heavy hitters there. Briley Engel, Maggie Collins for Platte Valley, but also getting some shots to fall too. Seeing Anderson Pellin come out, knock down a couple big threes. Riley Viertaler has seen the floor well. She only has 3 points, but at this point, the way they're playing, working the ball around, they're very active defensively. Can't complain a whole lot with how this one is going if you're the Spoofhound. So 18-16 is our score at the break. 6 of 13 from the field was Maryville in that opening half of play. So not too shabby shooting 46% from the field. I think that is something that Coach will take. Also turn the ball over 8 times. Meanwhile, for Platte Valley, 7 of 17, they're 41% from the field. They've turned the ball over 10 times in this one so far. We've had a very even matchup. It's been a good game, and hoping for a whole lot more as these two teams, they'll see each other, and then they'll kind of go their separate ways. After this one for Maryville, they're on the road taking on Liberty coming up on Wednesday at 6:30, and then they'll be seeing at Grain Valley a week from Tuesday, so that'll be December 20th. That'll be part of the 12 Courts of Christmas there in Kansas City. Then on after that, kind of going through some more non-conference before they really get into some MEC action, taking on the likes of Lafayette on January 5th. They'll also see St. Pius January 12th, LeBlanc at home on January 19th, and so on. For Platte Valley, after they wrap up this one, they're at home for East Atchison. They'll go to Union Star on the 16th. They'll be facing Tipton in part of the 12 Courts of Christmas coming up on December 17th at Mound City at Osborne Stewartsville. So they kind of work their way back toward conference play and a little more Class 1 basketball after they wrap this one up, with some pretty good games ahead non-conference-wise for this Platte Valley team, which has been very good over the years and very good once again this season. They're 5-0, but we've got a good matchup with the Maryville Spoofhounds this evening. The Hounds up 18-16 at the break. We will take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org.
Broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
It is Platte Valley basketball to start the third quarter as Langford gives it off to Collins, high post right side. To Engel. Engel inside to Mattson, turns around to her left. The jumper over Hornbuckle is good as Aubrey Mattson now 6 points. And we are underway in this third quarter and now tied up at 18 apiece. Price between the circles, right wing for Viertaler, guarded by Collins into the corner now. Petlin takes one dribble up toward the wing, gives it off to Viertaler, down to the baseline, cut off by Collins to the block, now out to Petlin. Petlin gives it off to Viertaler in the corner, guarded by Collins. 7:21 to play in this third quarter. We are just underway. As a jumper on the way, it is good. A three-pointer that time by Viertaler. She has 6. It's a 21-18 lead in favor of Maryville. And now a pass tipped away by Price. Langford had that one. Price got a hand on it. It will stay right now with Platte Valley. A three-point lead in favor of the Spoofhounds. 7:05 to play in this third quarter. Langford with the basketball. Guarded by Price. She'll hand it off now for Engel out between the circles. Engel still holding on to it, letting things develop around her. Now fires it on the left wing for Langford. Up top now to Mattson. Mattson looking underneath. Pass goes to Engel. Engel bumped, falling away, knocks down the jumper off the glass. And Engel now with 8 points. 21-20 is our score. Back to a one-point game as Platte Valley hanging tough against Maryville right now. Viertala hands to Petland. Back to Viertala. Gets to the free throw line. Fires into the corner. That one kind of in the direction of Steens or Hornbuckle. They both weren't sure. They let it go. And it's a turnover on Maryville. As Price staying in the backcourt, trying to keep the ball away from Langford. So it's Bliley bringing the ball up the floor right now for Platte Valley. She'll hand it off now to Langford out between the circles. Langford to trigger this offense. She gives it off to Bliley. Now high post it goes for Collins. Collins, a bounce pass goes to Engel. Engel, a jab step, now dribbles to her left, just inside the arc. Bliley on the wing, gives it back to Engel. 6:05 to play here in the third quarter. Inside to Mattson. Mattson has the ball ripped away from her, but a foul on the floor. We'll see who this one's coming up on. As they'll get this one on Viertaler. 6:01 to play in the third quarter. A 21-20 lead in favor of Maryville. Collins inbounding the ball from the baseline. Floats it in high post. It goes to Mattson. Mattson out to Langford. Off to Collins. Off a screen. Jumper on the way is good. Just inside the arc, but it's the first points of the day for Maggie Collins. And this Platte Valley crowd trying to get back into it as it's 22-21 in favor of Platte Valley. In the corner, Petland guarded by Langford. Looks inside, dribbles up toward the wing. Skip pass goes to Viertaler, gives a head fake. Now back to Petlin on the right side. On the drive, gets to the elbow. Backs out, trying to split two defenders. Nearly gets tied up. Back out to Viertaler. Three on the way. Off the rim, no good. A good look. Petlin drew in Collins. They get the ball back to Viertaler. She couldn't connect on the three. Still a one-point Platte Valley lead. As Langford, dribbling right, gets down to the wing. Guarded tight by Price. Off a screen from Collins. Back left side, Mattson into the corner for Bliley. Now to Langford. Two dribbles. Fires right side for Engel. Now to Mattson. Off to Langford on the left wing. Inside 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. 1 point Platte Valley lead. Right wing it goes for Bliley. Guarded by Petland. Inside to Collins. One dribble stripped away by a Hornbuckle and picked up by Viertaler. Pull up. Three in transition for Petland. It's no good. That one comes up short. It goes out of bounds and goes back to Platte Valley. Timeout on the floor for Kelly Obley. She wants to talk this one over with her team. 21-22. Maryville down by one. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
22-21 our score, Platte Valley in front. As we are underway in this third quarter, 4:39 to play in the quarter. It was 18-16 at halftime. Viertaler hit a three-pointer. But Platte Valley outscoring Maryville 6-3 in this third quarter thus far. Bliley bringing the ball up the floor, picked up by Aniston Petland. Man-to-man defense out of the Maryville Spoofhounds. Fires it left side for Christina Turpin, checked in that dead ball, as well as Hopper. Now to Bliley. Off a screen, thought about a three. They work it around left side Turpin. Inside to Collins. One dribble. Three defenders come down on her. Back out to Turpin. She'll take a three in and out. And the rebound comes down to Viertaler. Nice job of positioning herself to where Collins did not have an angle. And Collins didn't want to go through her for the foul. Still a one-point Platte Valley lead. Weldon into the corner now. Price. Price back up top. Viertaler looked at a three. She'll dribble to her right. Gives it off to Price. She wants the three-pointer from the wing. It's short. The ball cams off Viertaler's hands. Diving on the floor after it. Hauber gets it and knocked out of bounds by Viertaler. Fantastic hustle on both ends. Diving on the floor after that basketball. Viertaler, the way that one came off the bottom of the rim, he couldn't have been quite ready for it. It was falling right into her lap, but it came down so hard it went off her hand. She dove after it, couldn't corral it. And the ball will go back to Platte Valley. So far, Maryville 1-4 shooting to start this third quarter. And they trail by one. As Bliley fires it to the left wing, it goes to Redden. Redden up top to Hobber. They work it around to the right side to Bliley. Bliley back around left side to Hobber. Gets into the paint. Back out to Bliley. In the corner it goes now Callie Redden. Redden guarded tightly by Steens in that corner. Not much room to go. Steens pokes the ball free. They're going to blow a whistle and call a foul that time on Steens. It was good defense, but started to reach that hand in, trying to poke the ball away and caught some wrist. And they get the reach foul that time on Steens. As we see Mattson check back into the basketball game for Platte Valley. Engel also on the floor now. And Alyssa Cunningham will check back in for Maryville as Steens comes out after picking up that foul. 3:24 to play in the third quarter. Ball comes into Langford. One dribble, firing it back into the corner, looking for Redden. Nearly poked loose by Cunningham. Redden able to control it. Goes baseline. That gives it off to Langford. Can't control the ball. It's taken away by Price. Second turnover of the quarter on Platte Valley. Transition three in the corner. Petlin off the rim. No good. It is batted by Cunningham. Two Viertaler. Two dribbles. Back out to Petlin. Wants another three. That one's short. Another offensive board. She goes right back up. Viertaler can't finish that one. It's tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with Maryville. Some fortunate bounces that time for Maryville. They got some offensive boards, couldn't get the putback, and they do keep control. It's Petlin inbounding right now for Maryville. Baseline right, gets it into Weldon, up to Price. Skip pass goes right side now for Petlin. In front of the Maryville bench, she'll drive. She gets into the lane, goes up with the right hand, splits two defenders, and lays it in. Petlin into double figures with 10. And it's Maryville back in front, 23-22 as a pass into the corner. They can't handle it. It's picked up by Viertaler and Maryville in transition. Price thought about the three-pointer. Doesn't put that one up. Viertaler now in the paint. Three Platte Valley defenders there. One falls down. Mattson knocks the ball away from Viertaler. Out to Price. Three on the way. Karam's off the rim. Another offensive board for Viertaler, but then taken away by Mattson. Maryville doing a fantastic job on the offensive glass, but just couldn't control that one as Mattson able to rip it away. And the loose ball picked up by Platte Valley. 2:12 to play in the third quarter. A one-point Maryville lead. At the top of the key with it, it is Engel, dribbling with that left hand. Into the corner, three on the way. That is an air ball. It goes out of bounds off of Platte Valley. And it'll go back to Maryville. Platte Valley so far 3-for-5 shooting in this third quarter. Meanwhile, Maryville 2-for-9. But they've been two big ones as they're back in front 23-22. Inside 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, a one-point Spoofhound lead. Playing at the Hound Pound, a non-conference battle with a Nottoway County rival in Platte Valley. Popping out Petlin, top of the key three-pointer in and out, and then the rebound comes down to Mattson. Inside 1:40 to play here in the third quarter. Langford has it between the circles, guarded by Price. Dribbling to her left, she'll give it off now Bliley on the wing. Bliley between the circles now to Engel. Back to Langford it goes. Bliley now. Petlin giving her some room. She's not going to take that three-pointer. Instead of backdoor cut, it is Engel. Engel gets the pass, goes up with the shot. She is fouled. And we'll see two free throws on the way for Bliley Engel. And these will be the first two free throw attempts of the day for either team. It's been a clean game. It's been a well-called game by the officials today. And really just not many opportunities for fouls or free throws, as this first free throw is good from Bliley Engel. She now has 9 points. As support for today's game comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Engel hits both. She goes into double figures with 10, 24-23. Platte Valley back in front. Price drives to Viertaler. Now to Petlin. She'll go baseline. Puts up the runner. It is short. Tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Maryville. That one goes off of Collins. And as Petlin set to inbound this one. Has it on the baseline. Langford Guarding the inbound pass, comes in on the wing for Weldon. To Price, back to Weldon. Gives a head fake, drives past Mattson on the baseline. Gets a pass around to Price. Now Price dribbles up to the wing. Top of the key, now Viertaler. Inside a minute to play in the third quarter. Viertaler hands it off to Weldon to the free throw line. Pass to the wing for Petland. Petland trying to get some room against Langford. Now goes top of the key for Weldon. Into the corner now for Viertaler. Gives a head fake. Guarded out there by Collins. It's Platte Valley in man-to-man defense. Hands off Petland. Wants a deep three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. Long board comes down to Langford. As Langford pushing back the other way. It goes to Bliley. Wants a three left wing. No good. And Viertaler right there with the rebound. A good look from Bliley. The shot just wouldn't go. Viertaler with another rebound. 24-23. 17 seconds left in the quarter. Playing in the third quarter here at the Hound Pound. Petland, high right side, gives it into the corner for Viertaler. Dribbles up to the wing with her left hand toward the top of the key. Down to 5 seconds. Petland off a screen. Sets up. Three-pointer right side. Got it. Aniston Petland. A big three-pointer. The buzzer sounds, and the third quarter comes to a close. We have got a great one brewing here between Nottoway County rivals, 26-24, Maryville in front. We head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losch Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losch and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losch is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Fourth quarter just about set to get underway, 26-24. Maryville with a slim lead over Platte Valley. As both teams scoring 8 points apiece in that third quarter, Maryville struggled a bit, but they were able to get some things to go as they were 3 of 12 from the field in that quarter. Meanwhile, Platte Valley was 3 of 6. 26-24 is our score. 7:47 to play in the ballgame. It's Maryville basketball. Left to right as we get things underway in this fourth quarter. Viertaler hands it off for Petland. She backs out beyond the arc. Now to Viertaler. Three-pointer right side. Hits the rim. Bounds off. And Mattson pulls in the board. Between the circles, Langford has it. A two-point deficit is what Platte Valley's facing right now as Collins whips it into the left corner for Engel. Engel inside to Mattson. Back to Collins. Takes one dribble. Goes up. Gets the layup in traffic. Just the second bucket of the night for Collins. And it ties this one up. Hornbuckle fires it onto the left wing for Petland. Backs up just a bit. This game tied up 26-26. Inside 7 minutes to play. Viertaler. To Hornbuckle between the circles. On the wing it goes for Price. Back around Steens. Back to Petland. Petland wants to drive. Gets past Langford. Puts up the runner. Off the glass with the right hand. Aniston Petland up to 15 points. Had the big three at the end of the third quarter to put them back in front. It's 28-26 right now. As Engel has it on the left wing. Trying to drive baseline. She is cut off there. Floats a pass looking for Collins. It is taken away by Petland. In transition. Crosses over in the paint. Spins, and she is tied up by Collins. And the jump ball arrow points back to Platte Valley. Great hustle by Collins to be able to tie up Petland, but a miscommunication. Petland jumped in the passing lane. Hustled back. Collins able to jump in there and prevent the layup. .618 left to play in this one. As Engel gets it on the wing, dribbles up toward the top of the key, picks it up, now gives it off underneath to Collins. She has fouled on her way up. This will be a foul coming up on Hornbuckle. And so this should get Maggie Collins to the free throw line. And they're going to say this one's actually on the floor. So it will stay with Platte Valley. 6:05 left, a 28-26 lead for Maryville. As the quick inbound pass coming in from Langford to Mattson, tipped away by Viertaler. Picked up by Bliley on the drive, able to get in the paint and lay it in off the glass. A strong take by Bliley ties us up at 28 apiece, 5:53 to play. Left wing, Viertaler with it. Takes two dribbles. Back between the circle, Steens. Now on the wing, it's Petlin. And they work it back around left side, Price. Off a screen from Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle rolling to the hoop, couldn't get the pass there, so they'll go right side to Viertaler instead. Viertaler drives past Collins, goes up, right hand off the glass, it's good. A nice move to get past Collins, and Viertaler finishes. She has eight, 30-28. And now a pass deflected out of bounds. Platte Valley trying to get the ball inside, looking for Mattson. It will stay with Platte Valley. 30-28 is our score. 5:24 to play in the ballgame. They float the pass in between the circles for Engel. Engel directing traffic from up there, guarded by Price. Dribbles to the right, backs up a bit, now gives to Langford. On the wing it goes now for Bliley. Bliley to Collins popping out. They work it around right side to Engel. Engel dribbling with that left hand, gets into the paint. She is cut off there, puts up the jumper in the lane, no good. And the rebound comes down to Viertaler. Price brings it up, finds Hornbuckle underneath the hoop by herself. A great find by the youngster and Price, and Hornbuckle able to get the bucket, and Maryville up 32-28. 4 points for Hornbuckle and a timeout for Coach Peterson of Platte Valley. 4:54 to play. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
4:54 to play, a 32-28 lead for Maryville. It was a 3-point Spoofhound lead at the end of the first quarter. And I believe this is the largest lead of the evening for either side. It has been tight both ways. Platte Valley's led for just a bit, but for the majority, it has been Maryville in front by just a couple points. As Hauber sets a screen in the backcourt, Bliley rushes across midcourt, picked up by Petlin. Now left side it goes for Turpin. Collins popping out, takes the pass. They work it around the arc to Bliley, back around Turpin, now to Hauber. Guarded by Price, gets to the baseline. She's cut off there by Price. Back up top it goes for Bliley. Bliley now off to Turpin. Turpin to Collins. Collins will hand it back off to Christina Turpin. Takes two dribbles. Backs up just a bit. Picked up by Hornbuckle. Left side it goes now. Hauber. Hauber trying to force a pass inside to Engel. It is tipped away by Maryville. A turnover on Platte Valley. Petlin. Skip pass goes right side for Price. Guarded by Hauber. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Goes to Hornbuckle. Now to Petlin. And back to Steens, around to Viertaler, right wing, guarded by Collins. Down toward the baseline, backing in, gets to the block, finds a cutting Hornbuckle, the pass just too tall, taken away by Bliley. Four turnovers in the half on Maryville, still a 4-point Spoofhound lead. Top of the key, Engel wants that three, she's got it. Bliley Engel with a big-time bucket for Platte Valley to bring them back within one. Maryville running the floor. Petlin, three-pointer left side, off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Engel. Steens nearly picked up a foul trying to reach in and tie her up, but Engel rushing back the other way trying to catch Maryville sleeping. Going baseline now. It is Engel. Shot blocked away by Viertaler. Picked up by Collins. The putback, no. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 32-31 is our score. 3:20 left to play in this one. It is a tight ball game. With a full timeout on the floor, we will step aside for 1 minute and be back as well. You're listening to Maryville Spoofhound Basketball.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
It is Maryville basketball ahead by one with 3:20 remaining. Petland will be inbounding on the far sideline across from the scorer's table. It comes into Price, and Price will walk it across midcourt. She is guarded out there by Briley Engel. High right side, bounce pass goes top of the key. Steens. Steens goes right back to Price. Looks inside to Viertaler, now dribbles to her left. Picks it up. She'll hand it off to Petland. Petland back out to Viertaler. Down to 3 minutes left to play, a one-point Maryville lead. A bucket here would be huge as Price on the left wing to Weldon between the circles. Back up top now it goes to Viertaler. Viertaler looks inside and gives it off to Steens. Steens to Petland, wants the drive, goes in with the layup. It's good. On the left side of the hoop, laid it in with the right hand before the post player could get there, and Petland extends this to a three-point lead. She has 17. Ball loose on the floor. Hobber lost control of it, picked up by Turpin. 34-31, Maryville in front. They work it left side. Langford inside to Engel. Takes one dribble, picks it up. Back up top it goes for Hobber. Starts to drive. Ball knocked away from her. Picked up by Turpin in the far corner. Back up top now, Langford. Langford to Hobber on the left wing. 2:15 to play in the ball game. And Viertaler got hit in the face. She's holding her nose, still playing defense on Mattson. The runner from Langford off the back of the rim, no good. And Viertaler pulled in the rebound again. Holding her nose, she's in a lot of pain, pulled in the rebound, then she was fouled from behind. So Maryville will be able to take their time bringing the ball up the floor. We're kind of seeing Riley Viertaler really fight through it right now. Maybe not the best offensive game she's had with 8 points, but she is out there battling, especially on the defensive end, pulling in a lot of rebounds too, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 34-31 is our score, 2:07 left to play in this one. We've got a good ball game on hand. We want to remind you, support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Platte Valley 5-0, the number one team in Class 1 basketball. They have won the last two state championships in Class 1 back in 2021. They took down Leeton 56-44. Last season, they beat Delta 63-50 in the state championship. As for Maryville, it's a team coming off a 15-10 record a season ago. They've got a couple really good seniors in Riley Viertaler, Aniston Petlin, and some awfully good youth out there, too, thinking about the sophomores and freshmen on this basketball team as well. The Hounds 2-2, trying to improve to 3-2. As it's Maryville basketball, 2 minutes left to play in this one. Hounds with it. Petlin, right wing, off a screen from Weldon. They work it around Steens, now into the hands of Price. Back to Weldon between the circles. Right wing now it is Viertaler. Takes two dribbles, picks it up, gives to Steens. Now on the wing it goes Petlin. Trying to get past Langford. She does on the baseline to Price. Up to Viertaler. They're working the ball around. Could have taken a shot. Instead, milking more clock. Up by three. Between the circles, Petlin. Right wing it goes now for Price. Price dribbles toward the free throw line. Now backs out. 90 seconds left to play. A three-point lead. Viertaler gets down to the baseline. Cut off there. Back up top it goes Steens. Top of the key now Weldon. Weldon around to Petlin. And again, working this ball around the perimeter. 1:19 left to go. Collins on Viertaler. They go back between the circles to Weldon. Now to Price. Price picks up her dribble, looking for some help. She'll bounce pass out to Steens near midcourt. Steens directing traffic, guarded by Engel. 1:05 left to play. Still no fouling from Platte Valley. As Price, now she is bumped out beyond the perimeter and fouled by Mattson. And that will be just team foul number two coming up on Platte Valley. So they've got a ways to go to get into the bonus. As again, this has been a clean basketball game on both sides. Checking in for Mattson is Kaylee Hobber. 1 minute left to play in the ballgame. Petlin gets the ball into Price. She is guarded out there by Bliley. Comes across midcourt. Hauber steps on her now. To Petlin out near midcourt. Down to 50 seconds left. Still a three-point lead. No fouling from Platte Valley just yet, and they're not trapping either. Bounce pass. Looking for Weld. It is taken away by Hauber. Jumped in the passing lane. Transition layup. Bucket in the foul, and a chance for a three-point play. The one thing you couldn't do there was give up the three-point play, and Maryville does just that. If anything, foul hard, force two free throws, or give up the layup. Hauber gets her first points of the day. She will step to the free throw line. We have seen two free throws the entire night, and both of those were made by Briley Engel. So a free throw to tie it up for Hauber. 41.7 seconds left. The free throw is good, and we are tied up. What a clutch play by Hauber. The full court pressure. Petlin quickly ahead to Price as Maryville needs a score. Tied up at 34. Viertaler on the wing to Weldon. It's Steens, baseline jumper. Ryson Steens knocks it down. Maryville back in front, 36-34, 25 seconds left to go. Langford brings the ball to the floor and a timeout, Coach Peterson. Platte Valley wants to talk this one over as Steens left all by herself, all smiles for the sophomore. Ryson Steens had 2 points the entire night until that moment. She got the ball on the baseline, thought about it for maybe a split second, and then let it fly, and she knocked it down. A big-time bucket there for the sophomore, Ryson Steens. 36-34 is our score. Maryville right now is leading Platte Valley. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses, including dehydrating foods, cooking with fresh herbs, and much more. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
Maryville up with 22.2 seconds left. 36-34 is our score. It's Platte Valley basketball just across midcourt. They advance it after the timeout for Coach Peterson. Inbounding it is Engel. Gets it into Hauber. Hauber now off to Langford. Langford into the corner for Engel. Inside looking for Collins. Batted out of bounds by Riley Viertaler. Again, not the most points Viertaler's ever had. She has 8 on the evening, but she has played big against one of the best players in Class 1 basketball in Missouri. Maggie Collins just 4 points thus far. But you know they're thinking about getting the ball to her now. 15.4 seconds remaining. Langford gets the ball into Engel. Wants a three for the lead. It's short into the hands of Weldon. Weldon gives it off to Petlin. Petlin, they try to trap her, and a foul coming up on Platte Valley. What a big-time play there for Maryville to secure the rebound and a chance to salt this one away. Well, I guess we're not into free throws just yet. 8.6 seconds remaining. Only 3 personal fouls so far on Platte Valley, so they're going to have to go for a steal and a quick foul immediately, because there is not enough time to get a whole lot else going on right now. 8.6 seconds left. It's a 2-point Maryville lead. They head out for a full timeout. We have Maryville boys basketball against Platte Valley coming up at the conclusion of this basketball game. If you enjoyed this one, that one should be a great one as well. I encourage you to stick around, continue listening to us here on the Bearcat Public Media app as well as KXCV.org. Tomorrow, we also have Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball as the Cats taking on Fort Hays State. It was a split. The women lost to Nebraska Kearney today. The men beat UNK. Both teams back in action tomorrow, taking on Fort Hays State from Bearcat Arena. A 1:30 tip for the women, 3:30 for the men. Support for today's Spoofound broadcast comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525. Viertaler inbounding on the sideline. Collins guarding the ball. Platte Valley wants a quick steal or the foul as Viertaler looks. The bounce pass comes into Petlin. Hauber trying to knock it loose as Collins also came over to help, and they're going to say the ball bounced on the baseline. It's a turnover on Maryville. It will go back to Platte Valley. A small celebration there for Platte Valley, but they're still down by 2 and need a bucket. And now another timeout for Coach Peterson to talk this one over. 6.9 seconds remaining. A two-point Maryville lead. We are in the closing moments here of Nottoway County Showdown between Maryville and Platte Valley. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
We are back at the Hound Pound as great matchup between Platte Valley and Maryville. The last two matchups have gone the way of Platte Valley. The last Maryville win in this series between these teams was December 13th of 2019. That was a 43-23 victory. This one awfully tight here this evening. Last year, the game went to Platte Valley. It was a 44-28 win for PV over Maryville. Much, much tighter as Platte Valley hoping to at least force overtime, if not take the lead. Maryville might be one stop away from winning this game, 36-34. Langford to trigger this one in on the baseline. She gets it into Engel. Engel takes a couple dribbles to the free throw line, stops, out to Bliley. Bliley, one dribble, down to 2 seconds, heaves it up, the three, it is short. The buzzer sounds, and Maryville comes away with the victory over Platte Valley. A good win for the Maryville Spoofhounds over Platte Valley. 36-34 is our final score. Just one heck of a high school basketball game this evening. Maryville outscored Platte Valley in the first quarter 9-6. It was 8-8 in the second quarter. Awfully tight the rest of the way, and as we head into the, as we wrap things up, it was 10 apiece in that fourth quarter for Maryville to do just enough to hang on to get this win. And in the end, it was Ryson Steens knocking down just her second shot of the day inside a minute left to go in the ballgame. And that was all it took as Maryville hung on for a 36-34 victory. The Spoofhounds now 3-2 on the season with this victory. While Platte Valley picks up just their first loss, they are now 5-1. We'll take a break and be back with your final stats right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Barron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
We're back at the Hound Pound. Maryville picks up a 36-34 win over Platte Valley. The boys' team's going through warm-ups, getting set for that matchup coming up next. Going through our final scoring lines for each of these players from this girls' basketball game. Again, a 36-34 win for Maryville. 3-2 on the season. Platte Valley now 5-1. Maryville led by Aniston Petland. She had 17 points on the evening to lead all scorers in this one. She was terrific throughout and really was a spark for Maryville early in this basketball game. Also, 8 points coming from Riley Viertaler, who racked up an awful lot of rebounds, was very good defensively throughout the night on Maggie Collins. 4 points for Riley Hornbuckle, 4 points for Ryson Steens. Her last bucket came in the final minute that put Maryville on top 36-34. Defensively, they hung on from there to get the win. 3 points for Jaylee Price as well. For Platte Valley, they were led by Briley Engel. She had 13 points, 7 of those coming in this second half. Aubrey Mattson also had 6 points. Maggie Collins averages 19 points per game. She was held to 4. Also 4 for Sarah Langford, 3 for Kaylee Hauber, and 2 for Christina Turpin. Maryville wins this one by the score of 36-34. We'll take a timeout and get you set for the boys' basketball game. That is coming up next as you're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. And Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nwav.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. More info at hy-v.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 660-562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.